A lot of Miami and Florida neighborhoods are still underwater. Take a look.
Looked like a beginning to a zombie movie. Just cars littered everywhere on top of sidewalks and the median in the middle of the street.
13 years, there's been storms, there's been rain, heavy rain, but never, never like this. This is extreme.
I don't think I want to stay around here because you guess what? It's only going to get worse. And honestly, I don't want anything to happen to myself or my family.
Why do Floridians, especially when it floods like that, and especially over in Miami and things, why do Floridians, thank you for the Cash App, I'm going to be reading that shortly. Why do Floridians just walk through the water and wade through the water like it's cool? I don't understand that. Y'all got alligators down there in Florida. Listen, you know how you know if it's a gator in the water? If it's wet. If you see water down in Florida, don't go over there. It ain't like you up in Michigan. It ain't like you over in Chicago. It ain't like you over in Milwaukee. It's not the same as being over in California on the beach. If you see water over in Florida, it's a strong possibility that it's something that can grab you up in that joint, and it's not going to be a good look. Y'all got to be careful. I don't know. Y'all built different down there in Florida.
And honestly, I don't want anything to happen to myself or my family.
Two very different scenes of extreme weather are impacting areas down south. In South Florida, heavy rainfall is causing unrelenting flooding for a fourth consecutive day. Rain has surpassed 20 inches in several areas.
Anybody would invest
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in five counties. Meanwhile, Atlanta finds itself in the center of a heat wave. The city is bracing for temperatures that will tease triple digits this weekend. We have team coverage for the latest on the severe weather across the South. Let's go ahead and begin in Miami with CBS News national correspondent Manuel Bojorquez. So what is the cleanup like? I mean, there's still standing water everywhere. And is the area where you are expecting more rain?
The rain is in the forecast for today and even going into tomorrow. That's the big concern here because even a moderate amount of rainfall would be falling on already saturated soil. Throughout the day, because we haven't had much rain yet today, we've noticed that the water has started to recede in a lot of the neighborhoods that have been impacted. But yes, in pockets like here in this neighborhood in Miami, you still have all this standing water. You can imagine the headache that's causing for homeowners here. The area here, South Florida, remains under a flood watch through tomorrow. But again, the chances of rain remain in the forecast. The hope is that the kind of break we're getting right now remain more consistent, and then people can turn to the cleanup phase.
This is normal. I mean, maybe not as bad down there in Florida, but this is pretty much the standard quota down there in Florida, especially down in southern Florida, is all of that flooding. And that's why I say I would never invest in Florida. It's so much wrong and so much that can go wrong. That's why they don't build basements over there. We so used to basements up here in Michigan, but they're not used to basements down south. But it's so bad down there as far as the flooding. I like to visit, especially in the winter, when it's not hurricane season after November. And then I like to get up out of there by March. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Florida. Pray for the people down there that continue to get their homes washed over on a regular basis. A bikini barista wind up throwing a hammer through somebody's windshield, but this is what happened. Check it out.
Well, a bikini barista fighting back after that customer threw his order right back at her. All of it, as you just saw, caught on camera. Thanks for joining us for Fox 13 News at 5. I'm Matthew Smith.
And I'm Hannah Kim. The aggression forcing her to call police, pressing charges, but the video shared...
Why would he do that? Hold on, listen. I know that we don't have respect for women that dress scantily clad. I'm not sure why y'all going through the bikini barista. I seen one of them joints out in one of the suburbs of Michigan, probably some years back, like way before the pandemic. And I was driving by, I was like, I was looking at that joint, and I'm like, man, don't nobody want no coffee from no bikini barista? You know what I'm saying? But they be like these little huts. It looked like a little hut or whatever. It's not like a whole coffee shop. It's like a little hut. And it's very, very small. And then I guess you drive up and they be scantily clad and they supposed to be serving you your coffee or your hot chocolate or whatever. Man, listen, bro, you got to be a very, very, very desperate person to see some box to drive through the bikini barista, because the one that I seen and the lady that was walking in there, she looked just like a meth head. I'm like, they just put a bikini on anybody and y'all just ride on through, huh? But anyway, I don't know why he would do this. This is so disrespectful. And this is, I don't care who you are, this type of and this level of disrespect should not be implemented on people.
And social media is sparking debate on both sides. Fox 13's Alejandra Guzman spoke.
Hey, hold on. Homegirl had a hammer in the back. Where did she get the hammer from? It looked like she never even got wet in the first place. But he threw the drink on there and she put a hammer through my man's windshield. See all of that tough talk and she gonna come through with a hammer.
With the barista.
Hold on, let me rewind this.
On both sides, Fox 13's Alejandra Guzman spoke with the barista.
And he's still being calm.
On both sides, Fox 13's Alejandra Guzman spoke
with
the barista.
There's a lot that's happened within just the last few moments. I mean, take a look. Seattle police are here.
Look speaking. How small that thing is. You see what I'm saying? It's like a little hut. It's like you can buy one of them things from Home Depot and then you put it right in the middle of a parking lot or something like that and plug it up. And you have a little scantily woman that's walking through it.
With the bikini barista, this is after we're told the man in that video returned to the area. Businesses refuse service, but in the meantime, it's unclear whether he's trespassing. After posting this viral video, though, some have gone as far as blaming the barista and asking what she did to deserve the customer throwing the drinks at
her.
She says she did it to hold him accountable for his actions, as this is not the first time he's been disrespectful.
So he sound like that dude from Players Club that showed up at Diamond's house. He already been trespassed from the property. He wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. He pull up with his own iced coffee and throw it at the chick. And then the chick returned fire with a hammer through his windshield. Okay, well, you deserve what you get. You shouldn't have been pulling up to the bikini barista in the first place. This is how people get hurt. This is how people get hurt. He should have never been there in the first place.
The bustling street is this compact and tiny coffee stand. Standing confidently behind the counter,
they gotta put bars up. A bikini. Look at that. They gotta put bars up on a bikini barista.
Standing confidently behind the counter is Emma, a bikini barista who can start prepping her regular customer's coffee order.
I got you.
Before they even pull up. It's more than just a taste of heaven. Her hard work has paid off as she went from being an employee to owner.
When it went for sale, I was like,
heck no, man, I ain't pulling up. I don't want no chick like that. Man, get out of here, bro. You can keep your clothes on, fam.
I need it.
What she didn't need was this. A mix of shock and fury. Emma's moves are swift. The customer's windshield shatters. The aftermath of what Emma says was a 15-minute heated exchange with a regular customer over the price of a coffee and water.
You don't get.
The dude was arguing over the price of coffee and water, and then he had to drive off with his windshield shattered.
Name your own price.
But it's what the customer said she took personally.
Nobody's got a mix.
It was a threat. It's okay for him to be outraged about the price of his drinks enough to assault me, and he is over a foot and a half taller than me. But it's not appropriate for me to respond.
Police were called the day of the incident. The barista filed charges for a misdemeanor assault. The one thing that remains clear is that the man is not allowed to return to the area. We know that
it's wild out
there. Man himself could actually take the barista to a small claims court to get his windshield replaced.
Nah, I don't think he's gonna be back. Hey, be careful, man, out here in these streets, bro. Y'all don't want to be out here getting assaulted by bikini baristas. And then last but not least, over the weekend and over the last few days, Southwest is under investigation for multiple different plane incidents. Check it out.
The FAA investigating two mid-air incidents on Southwest Airlines flights. One jet's sudden plunge coming with and a rare rolling incident at 34,000 feet. ABC's Trevor Ault explains.
Tonight, the FAA investigating two concerning incidents on Southwest Airlines flights. In April, a Southwest Boeing 737 MAX 8 off the coast of Hawaii came within just 400 feet of slamming into the ocean. Bloomberg reporting inclement weather caused an aborted landing attempt on Kauai. The report citing a Southwest memo stating the less experienced first officer inadvertently.
No. Somebody said, no, it's not appropriate for you to respond. It's absolutely appropriate for her to respond. I don't care if you got on a bikini or not. You don't throw a drink on somebody. That's crazy, bro.
push forward on the control column, then cut the speed, causing the airplane downward. Soon after, a warning system sounded alarms the jet was getting too close to the surface, and the captain ordered the first officer to increase thrust. The plane then climbed aggressively at 8,500 feet per minute. No one was injured, but the flight was diverted back to Honolulu. Southwest now saying the event was addressed appropriately, as we always strive for continuous improvement. Then last month, another Southwest Boeing 737 MAX 8, this time en route from Phoenix to Oakland, experiencing a rare event at 34,000 feet, what's known as a Dutch roll, when an aircraft simultaneously slides from side to side and rocks wingtip to wingtip. The FAA incident report says the flight regained control and the post-flight inspection revealed damage to the standby power control unit. No one was injured.
As of now, this is not something for passengers to be concerned about. Boeing, the NTSB all of the L's, would have grounded the fleet if they saw something that they were really concerned about.
Trevor All joins us now. And Trevor, these incidents are coming to light amid new safety concerns. The FAA now investigating how counterfeit titanium ended up in passenger jets.
That's right, Whit, and it's jets from both Boeing and Airbus. And the common link between them is a company called Spirit Aero Systems.
Well, how long have we been talking about Spirit Aero Systems on this platform? We've been talking about Spirit Aero Systems. Not Spirit Airlines, Spirit Aero Systems. Spirit Aero Systems is a unit that was spinned off from a plane manufacturer that was ultimately is in negotiation right now in order to be bought by Boeing in order to control the quality control issues that everybody have been talking about inside of this company. I've been talking about, and I did a whole segment on Spirit Aero Systems. They and the dude, it was a whistleblower, right? It was a whistleblower that came on here and the dude was like, yo, they got so many quality problems as a supplier because they make the tube that's basically made up of the airplane, of the Airbus. And I mean, not the Airbus, but the Boeing planes and stuff like that. How do you get counterfeit titanium?
Which does manufacturing for both. And they say that counterfeit titanium made its way into the supply system through falsified documents. Now, Spirit Aero Systems says all those parts have since been removed from production, and they, along with Airbus and Boeing, insist all planes in the air are still safe to fly.
That's crazy. With
important information.
So, be careful. The last thing that I think about when I jump on a plane, the very last thing when I think about jumping on a plane is whether or not the plane is going to go down. It's just really not a thing. You know what I'm saying? But ladies and gentlemen, that is your quick hits.